So far, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's Independent Redistricting Commission has agreed on final state House and Senate maps. The legislative maps reflect Colorado's recent shift toward Democrats, making it likely that party will stay in power in the coming years. Commission Chair Carlos Perez, an unaffiliated voter from Colorado Springs, urged future political candidates not to look at the district boundaries as battle lines.
Rather, look at the new maps as a gift of good government from us to solve problems and correct injustices for the citizens who live in your communities.
The maps still need approval from the state Supreme Court. Colorado's top air regulator has been moved to a new role less than a month after investigators found he had violated state policy. CPR's Miguel Otardo reports.
Gary Kaufman is no longer head of the state's Air Pollution Control Division. The Department of Public Health and Environment says he was reassigned to a new title as Deputy Director of Regulatory Affairs. State employees accused Kaufman earlier this year of fast-tracking air quality permits and ignoring potential pollution violations. A law firm hired by the state found that while there was no intent to break the law, he had failed to disclose a conflict of interest with a mining company seeking to build a gold mine. Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
Coloradans will start getting help with addiction and other mental and behavioral health conditions. Colorado is one of the first states to include such treatments on annual wellness exams for people not covered by an employer and people on small group plans. Colorado's plan is also the first that explicitly includes gender-affirming services for people who are transgender. Jefferson County is the latest place in Colorado to mandate vaccines or regular COVID testing for county and city workers. The county's Board of Health issued the mandate Monday to go into effect November 1st. Workers without proof of vaccination or a valid exemption will be tested weekly. The county joins the state and Denver, among other large employers, with a vaccine mandate for government employees. This is CPR News.